knot on her neck. At the end of the period, she came to me and asked me to pray with her. She was going to have to go to the doctor. Went to the doctor that Friday. It was full-blown cancer. The doctor said, you know, she wasn't going to make it. They sent her down to Gainesville, and we started praying every period of the day, six periods a day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Let me tell you something. She had to go. When she got there, it wasn't bad as they thought, and it started getting better. Guess what? She's back in school this year, totally healed.
See,
that's what I'm talking about.
Glory to God.
Totally healed.
Mm-hmm.
Totally healed. Don't tell me. So you can't tell me. Now, if you don't have the faith to believe, that's why you're not getting results.
Why? Because it's the substance.
Yes.
Of things
faith
hoped for.
Right. Right.
The evidence.
Right.
Come on, somebody.
Right. Right.
Uh-huh.
So, I bet you everybody whose job is open, they will be there, corona or not.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But.
One thing I know, Elder. I know, Elder, talk about this faith. You keep talking about this faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to have faith, like you said something about Psalm 91.
Right.
We got to
right.
have faith to be able to dwell in the secret place.
It says, he that dwelleth what? In the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
We got to have faith to say he's our refuge.
Right. Well, first of all, you have to have relationship.
That's it, right?
Come on.
Okay, that's the deal. See, now this is where the rubber meets the road.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you're either a saint or you ain't. That's not. And now,
no straddle the fence.
No. You know what? God says you have to be hot or cold, not lukewarm. He will spew you out. I cannot say I'm a coffee drinker. I love coffee.
Uh huh.
I want it piping hot. I don't care if it's 100 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's lukewarm, it makes me nauseous.
All right.
And that's what God said. Do
mm-hmm.
you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And see, now, even not we, what message did that send today to the unsaved?
That's the big question. Yes. What message
right.
did it send?
What
I would
what
love
message?
To do a survey.
Right.
I would right.
What message did that
I
send?
Would love to do a survey.
Uh-huh. So how do they think? And you know what? We see, you know, I'm not, you know, people, and it, especially, you know, media and, you know, all this. And, you know, they're saying, oh, you know, I have a cure. And, oh, we can do this. Send me some money. I'll send you this water, this, or whatever. You see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Mm. So now, where's your faith?
Mm-hmm.
Where is your faith? That's it. Now, just, you know, I know time is winding up.
Mm-hmm.
If you are listening and you are not sure about your faith, or if you know for sure that you need a Savior, it's yours for the asking.
Yes.
The great thing about it is it's free.
Mm-hmm.
We see they send you these surveys. Oh, it's free. When you get on down, you have to buy 5 things.
Come on.
This is the only thing that is free. You're never going to have to pay a dime. And guess what? It lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
It is everlasting. There's nothing that you can buy on this earth that's going to last you forever and ever and ever. Do you hear me? So if you're listening today, and first of all, you know that you need a Savior. I'm reminded of the little song Michael Jackson made. It's easy as ABC 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
First, A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Okay? So you have to admit that you're a sinner. That's all you have to do. All of us, we were born in sin.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're all sinners. There are two kinds, just sinners who have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and then it's those who are sinners saved by grace.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And listen, the other thing is, it doesn't matter what your status is. It doesn't matter what your income is. It doesn't matter what neighborhood you live in. It doesn't matter whether people think you're good enough. Do you hear me? It is yours for the asking.
Mm-hmm.
God is not a God of a respecter of person. What he does for others, he will do for you.
Yeah.
Then after you admit that you're a sinner and admit that you need a Savior, then you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 16:31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. It didn't say maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It said thou shalt. That's an absolute. Be saved. And guess what? Let me tell you the pudding at the end. And thy house.
And thy house. Yes, what? Lord. I can attest to that.
Yeah, okay. And thy house.
Hmm.
And so then after you admit and believe, then you go over in Romans and then you confess. You know, with your mouth, you confess it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You see, you have to believe that Jesus died on the cross. He rose on the third day. You see what I'm saying? Then you confess those sins and invite Jesus in. He says, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door and let me in, I'm coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to force himself on you. It's free will.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where you get stuck. It's free will. But it's yours for the asking. You have to make the choice. And then, after that, we follow in baptism. Baptism does not save you.
Mm-hmm.
It's an open profession, public profession of your faith. I am a believer. I'm part of the body of Christ.
That you're not ashamed to own
me. That you're not ashamed. He says mm-hmm. what? If you're ashamed to own me down here, I'll be ashamed to own you before your mm-hmm. father, my father.
Mm-hmm.
So we... Body of Christ, we have to tighten it up.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do better
mm-hmm.
as believers. I'm telling you, because all eyes are on us.
Amen.
See, people don't care. A sinner does not care how bad they live, but they can tell you everything that you're doing wrong because they're sinners. They are professionals in it.
I heard.
Oh, they know.
Brother Chip told me that something similar to that a little while back. He said, they ain't going to say nothing long as you're doing right, but mess around and mess up.
Right. They know it. And hey, they don't need an X-ray to see it.
They're going to point it.
They don't need supersonic eyes to see it. They know.
Amen.
Okay? They know. So what we have to do is, first of all, where is our faith?
Amen.
We need to do a self-analysis check. And if when we realize, just think about it. If you're praying and you never seem to get answers to your prayers, okay?
Do a self-analysis right. on faith. Examine right. yourself. That's what the word said.
Right.
Examine right. yourself right. whether you be. In the right. faith. Elder, we're so excited that you called in. We got about a minute left here.
Okay.
And
all right.
Thank you so much for sharing with us on faith, sharing your testimony on how God moved in a miraculous way in your body. Amen. You're right at death, I believe. You say you died. Amen.
Uh-huh.
And God
right.
restored life in your body. And so we thank
right.
God that you're yet alive and you're yet able to share and give, amen, insight on how God moves when you have the faith that is needed in certain situations. Praise God.
Just the faith of a mustard seed.
Amen. Amen. You can move the mountain. You can move
right.
the mountain. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
So, amen. God bless you. And we're getting ready to get out of here. Amen.
Okay.
I want you to remember to call us on Wednesday, 5 a.m., Thursday, 5 a.m., Friday, 5 a.m. We'll be praying. Go on that website and put your praise reports and your prayer requests in. And thank you again, Elder Davis. Thank God for Apostle G, and we're getting ready to get out of here. We're going to let you know that today is another day of miracles. God bless you. Father, right now, I need your saturation.
I must soak up your spirit like a sponge to release your power when pressure comes. I must soak up your spirit like a sponge to release your power.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
There's a river I want to swim in. There's a river I want to live in. It's the river. River of anointing, it's the river, whoa, the river of God. There's a river,
there's a river
I wanna swim in,
I wanna swim in.
There's a river,
there's a river
I wanna live in.
Very excited about this show today. It's getting ready to happen here. And I'm so glad you've tuned in, because God's going to be doing some mighty, mighty things today. Some of you may be housebound today because of coronavirus that's gripping the globe. And we are going to address that a little bit. But we're also just going to be majoring on God's protection for us, his love for us, his desire that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. That's 3 John verse 2. 3 John, the book, clear back at the back of your Bible, has only one chapter. So it's 3 John verse 2. John says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You know what that means? That means we got to grow our soul level. We got to get in there and change some stinking thinking. We got to be relying on the Word of God to give us direction, to bring peace to our lives. We've got to be absolutely growing in the Word through this crisis, and we're going to address it in many ways. Dr. Angel Falzone is in the studio with me. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, Betty Thomas, and or Megan Kramer, mother-daughter. Someone's on the line. Who are you?
This is Betty.
Hi, Betty. How are you? Hey.
I'm fine.
Hey.
How are y'all?
Oh, good. Good, good, good. So excited about what God's going to do today here on the air. And for our listeners who maybe are just stumbling on the show right now, stay tuned for 2 hours of power. 2 hours of anointed teaching and music that's going to be life-changing. God wants to do a work in you today. In the midst of the struggle, in the midst of the fear, in the midst of the craziness going on all around all of us. We just know that God is working in this situation, and God will always get glory. He will always get glory. Romans 8:28 reminds us, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. All things, Dr. Angel, all things. Does that include coronavirus?
Yes, it does.
Ah, okay. Why do you say that?
Because it's part of all.
It's part of all. Okay. Does that include the panic going on around the globe, Betty?
Sure does.
Sure does, right?
All things.
All things. All things. God is doing a good work. All things. Megan, are you on the line?
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
We haven't talked to you for a while. How are you?
How you doing?
We're good.
I'm great. How you guys doing?
We're great. We had an amazing day at church today. Did we not, Angel?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And in the middle of the sermon, God had prepared me yesterday, and I felt like this might happen, but I also felt like I was supposed to just wait on God, and if he gave me the signal to do it, we would do it. And I had Angel prepared with my phone. Angel, what happened then when I said, hey, it's coming?
We went on Facebook Live.
We did.
Yes.
Right in
we
the middle.
Saw ya.
You saw us, huh? Right in the
we
middle.
We did. Saw you.
Yeah, it was kind of was a surprise, and it kind of wasn't. I kind of felt like that was going to happen, but I mean, I wasn't sure, you know, because we always rely on the Holy Spirit to tell us what to do, what to say, and to lead us through the services and through the sermon. And there got to the point in the sermon when Matthew chapter 6, when we were talking about worry and anxiety, and we're going to talk about some of that today. Worry and anxiety are not gifts from God. Megan, talk about that.
They absolutely are not, because we are told to not live in fear. Do not fear. And we've said that it's mentioned in the Bible 365 times. Do not fear.
Right.
That's a promise for every day of the year.
Right.
That we are to walk in confidence, that we are to walk boldly, and that we are not to back down to fear and to the devil trying to steal our joy and steal our faith.
But the devil wants us to back down in fear, doesn't he, Megan? He wants there to be worldwide hysteria and panic, and to the point that people can't find toilet paper anywhere.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And you know what else?
What?
He thinks it's funny that, like, here in the state of Michigan, where we have our church that usually has probably between 500 to 750 people meet at each service, that we're not allowed to congregate.
Right.
And you know what I've been telling him the last three mornings, when every time I've got up to start my day, it's, guess what, Satan? You haven't won. Because even though
Amen.
We can't congregate together, we're going to come out of our houses and we're coming forth, because we have the power of the kingdom behind
Amen.
Us. And we will not be stopped.
Absolutely not. And we're a small enough ministry here in Clearwater that we kind of know everybody very well and know if somebody's sick. And we decided to just move forward and also to move forward by faith. We are doing that
Amen.
2 weeks from today. Dr. McKay, the show right before us, Truth Talk, just announced it. Their congregations, two of them, and ours are blending together 2 weeks from today, March 29th. We welcome everybody to come to our facility in Clearwater, 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater. I'll give you that address again if you want to grab a pen, 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater. What are we going to do that day, Angel?
We are going to have an amazing service. That's what we are going to do. The praises will go up Woo! And the glory comes down.
Oh, yeah. With some wonderful worship, wonderful praise, some teaching and some ministering to the needs of the people, and a great potluck pitch-in dinner. Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be good.
Good church, good eating.
Uh-huh. It's going to be a great day. You're welcome. It all starts at 10 a.m. Prayer meeting every Sunday at Beacon of Hope starts at 9. Service at 10. On Wednesday night, prayer meeting starts at 5:45, and Bible study at 6:30. We're usually out of there by 7:45. Why would they want to come to Bible study?
Bible study is just it's an amazing time. You can ask questions. It's very informal, but it really helps us grow in the depth and knowledge of the Word and really learn how to apply it everyday life, and what does that mean to us here and now. And it's it's a really great time.
Oh, we love it. So you're, everybody's welcome, and especially mark your calendars for 2 weeks from today with the Truth Talk gang, Dr. Rebecca McKay, Bishop George McKay, and the congregations that they represent at Beacon of Hope, 2 weeks from today, 10 a.m. Put it on your calendar. Everyone is welcome, and stay around for lunch. It'll be really good. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be on the air today with Betty and Megan and Angel. And we thank you for your word that goes forth in power, that goes forth with enthusiasm, that goes forth with anointing above all. Because we love the presence of God in these shows. We love your presence, Lord. We look forward to what you are going to do today in this show. You get the glory and the praise before we ever begin. We thank you for every life that will be touched. In Jesus' name, amen. The voice of truth, old song, but it applies right now. Casting crowns. Get it down on the inside of you.
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat I'm in, under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win, you never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win, you'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Woo! Listen to the voice of truth. The voice of truth is found in the Word of God. John said in John chapter 1, verse 14, the Word, which is Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus did that very thing. Came to this earth, took on a human body, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. How does that affect our lives, Betty? How does it? Full of grace and truth.
Well, you know, we want so bad. He wants us to walk in truth. And he wants us to be free. It takes, especially in these last few weeks, it takes us sticking closer to God and hearing the truth. You know, there's a lot of hype. There's a lot of things going on that is causing us to lose faith and to listen to the voice of truth. And that is getting closer to God. That's getting into the Word. And let
Amen.
That word wash over you.
Yes.
And let it penetrate. And in these next few days, weeks, months to come, is we have got to depend solely on Jesus Christ for our strength.
Amen.
And when in his word, it is the truth. It
yes.
is. It's infallible.
Yes.
It's the infallible word of God.
Amen.
And again, the truth, once you know the truth, you know that scripture, the truth will set you free.
Amen.
And that's where we have to depend on is God's true word to know that it is true.
And God has a lot of things to say in the Bible about going through hard times. When you pass through the waters, when you go through the fire, I will be with you. We're going to go there for a moment. It's Isaiah 44, I believe, that God just said to go there. I was not even have turned there in my Bible. But you know what? That's how we roll around here on Living the Good Life. We follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1. Hear, O Jacob, my servant in Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord, who made you and formed you from the womb. Who will help you? Okay? People, God knew you when you were in your mother's womb. Psalm 139 says that. It says it right here in Isaiah 44. Different places. God knew you in your mother's womb. Fear not, O Jacob. There we go right there. There is a command. Hey, it does not say, if you feel like being scared, go ahead. It's all right. No, Isaiah wrote these words inspired by God himself. Fear not, my servant. And for I will pour water upon him who is thirsty. And floods upon the dry ground. That is verse 3 of Isaiah 44. God says, quit being afraid. I will pour water on those who are thirsty. And floods upon the dry ground. And I will pour my spirit upon your offspring. And my blessing on your descendants. They're going to spring up like grass. You know, Angel, there's so many times that we get so caught in fear. You are a PhD licensed mental health counselor. You and I do a show every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on this radio station, all about living the best life we can live. For those out there listening to us today that are scared.
Yes, fear is a real thing. And, you know, the thing is we talk a lot about on that other show, the feeding and starving principle. What we
yes.
feed grows, what we starve dies. And right now, that fear is just being fed throughout
right.
all of our culture. You can't get on social media or the television or the news or have conversations with people without hearing this fear, this hype, you know, this what's everything that's going on that's feeding this fear frenzy across our
it
nation.
Is.
And, you know, when we are in a mind of fear, first of all, we are lowering our body's immune systems and we stay activated in fear. And there's
that's a good medical fact to know.
Scientific proof to that.
We are lowering our immune system when we live in fear. People,
we sure
did you
are.
Hear that? Why don't you ring the bell in there? You can reach it for what you just said, because that's an important thing. Why don't you say it one more time?
When we are living in fear, we are lowering our body's immune systems.
There you go. Thank you.
You're welcome. But we're not just hurting ourselves by living in this fear. Like, it's hurting our children. It's
sure.
hurting all kinds of people, because
exactly
we are focused now on fear and we're not focused on faith. We're not focused on God's power. We're focused on the what ifs of life.
Exactly. That's a big, huge danger to us when we live that way. In verse 4 of Isaiah 44, they shall spring up among the grass like willows or poplars by the watercourses. I believe that people are springing up in the body of Christ. You just heard it on the show right before us, Truth Talk, and they were given some accounts of tremendous healings and God moving in people's lives. People, I believe, I declare right now prophetically that the people, that there are strong people springing up like willows or poplars by the watercourses, verse 5 of Isaiah 44. One will say, I am the Lord's. And another will call himself by the name of Jacob. And another will write on his hand like a tattoo or a brand, it says in the Amplified Bible. I am the Lord's. If you're going to get a tattoo, that's a good one to get, right? Mm-hmm. I am the Lord's and surname himself by the name of Israel. Megan, talk to us. Are you getting a new tattoo, Megan? I am the Lord's.
Girl, I ain't got any.
Oh,
and I don't think
me?
I want one.
Yeah. I don't know that your mama right here, Betty, on the air would approve of you getting one anyway.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the Bible all over the place where the Lord speaks to the chosen. And I'm not trying to change scripture, but the Lord brought me to Joshua 1.
Yes.
Where Moses had died, and he was calling Joshua forward to cross the people across the Jordan River.
Right.
And right there in that very first chapter, it says, and don't for a minute let this book of Revelation be out of mind.
Woo!
Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it.
Amen.
Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Haven't I commanded you? Strength, courage. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take.
And that's a powerful word for all of our listeners around the globe.
Amen. And, you know, here we are in modern America, or whoever's listening across the country, we're not living like they were in the Old Testament. We're in new times, but God is still the same God that he
Amen.
Was then as he is now
Amen.
And going forward.
Yes.
And we have nothing to F-E-A-R in capital letters, not a thing, not even this virus that is coming through
Amen.
And washing through the nation.
No.
There's nothing to fear because he has every minute detail taken care of. He already knows the plan before you even see it set forth. And I can testify to that because I want to be one of those Christians that steps out now without
Amen.
Fear. And steps out on the front line
yes.
to show people what faith can do.
Amen. We're all in agreement. Angel, your mom, Betty, Megan, me, we are so in agreement about this. We are not going to give in to fear. We are going forward. We had a service today. We have this show now. We are continuing with everything that we've got to do for the kingdom of God because we want to get that message out. Fear is defeated. Fear is of the devil. No, it is not from God. Fear doesn't come from God. I will give you a verse for that. Get your pen. Get ready to write it down. And get this applied in your memory bank of your heart. Write it on the tablet of your heart. 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. It's in the New Testament. And Timothy says this, and he's so right. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. I'm going to say that again, and then Betty's going to comment. 2 Timothy 1:7. Timothy said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Betty?
Well, you know, that scripture has rang true for many of us for many years. And the spirit of fear, a spirit of timidity, there are so many words that can go along with that, is that that's where the devil tries to interrupt us when we try to say that, you know, God does not give us a spirit of fear. It comes from Satan. Fear, if I can remember this right, is, I can't remember what the acronym for it
False
is.
False evidence appearing it's real.
Real, yes. And it's something that many of us fight on a daily basis. But what happens is that fear can cancel out our faith.
Oh, yeah.
And when it does that, that's where Satan gets a hold of us and tries, you know, goes through this pattern of, you know, he's come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
That he's, you know, roaming the earth like a roaring lion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what is happening today, is that he is trying to destroy the faith that people have in Jesus Christ. And this is where we have got to stand up, and I'm with Megan about stepping out on the front line, is that we have got to be in prayer. We have got to keep our focus on Jesus Christ. We've got to keep the armor on. We cannot let Satan get a foothold any longer with what is going on in this nation.
Right.
And what we have allowed him to do is to get a foothold into the minds of people, and what the children of God, he is the promise maker, he's the promise keeper, he is a miracle worker, and that where we have to stand, and we have to stand firm, is saying, we're not going to stand for this any longer. The spirit of fear is rampant.
Amen.
It's panic, timidity, that the thing I sent out this morning, is all of the things that fear is the stronghold, all of this that comes with it, we have got to stop immediately. And that is going to take concentrated prayer from here on out without ceasing.
Amen.
And I can't stress enough how we, the body of Christ, and those who are starting to come into the body of Christ, those who Christ is raising up, we have got to join together like never before.
Totally. I totally agree, and that's what we're doing.
I can't say it loud enough, because I can get rather loud, but I'm going to keep it at a monotone low level right here. We got to fight. Like never before.
As you were talking, I saw this little teeter-totter in my head, and I've used this metaphor before through the years. You remember when you were a kid or grandkids, and you go to a park, and there's a teeter-totter. Whoever's the strongest, the heaviest, is going to keep that other person up in the air for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say somebody comes along and helps the weakling on the other end and gets on there with them, and suddenly that other one is up in the air, right? Well,
right.
If you picture fear on one end, faith on the other, what we do, take that angel and run with it.
Oh, I like that. So when we are letting faith and fear can't coexist at the same time, they're complete polar opposites. And so when we're feeding fear, then that's weighing us down and that's taking over. But at any time, we can choose to exercise faith.
Yes.
And which will overpower that fear and push it way out of there for us. And when we're, you know, when we let fear in, it's taking our peace, it's taking our strength, it's taking so much from us. We're not real, it's a robber. Fear is, you know, it robs
totally
us
does.
Of so much. You know, our soundness of mind is robbed.
Right.
You know, we.
Yes.
We can't.
We get crazy. We look for toilet paper everywhere.
Well, we do.
On every website.
Well, we get more impulsive. Like, our brain's just working in a fear capacity.
Yeah,
and so a lot, you know, we get stuck in that. So at any time, we can take that power and say, I am choosing faith over fear.
Totally. And, you know, back to the metaphor of the teeter-totter. If you're the little kid that's sitting up in the air and you can't get down and you're scared, and the bully on the other end is sitting there and he gets a friend to sit with him, and you're just sitting up there. You're just sitting up there, and you want to get down. You want to get down. You're afraid you'll fall, right? And when fear is the guy at the bottom, Megan, you want to go with that?
Sure. when fear at the bottom is, you know, the tempter himself, the man with horns, the
right.
devil,
right.
and his little demonic powers, they're going to try everything they possibly can to pull out of their little dirty bag of tricks to keep you hanging up there, to keep you in freak out mode.
That's right.
And you know, you know, and you can be up there, you know, swinging your legs, kicking and screaming,
right.
panicking,
No. Guess what? The child of God sits there as still as night, doesn't make a sound, and just starts praying.
Right.
And you know what I see happening? The more you pray, the bolder you pray, the more you walk in, the more you sit there in peace and tranquility, and you have joy, and you start praising the Lord, guess what? Your side is going to get real heavy because the kingdom is going to come down and is going to push you back down on level ground.
We're going to talk about, amen. Megan, we're going to be talking about the kingdom in a minute. Here is one way for every single one of us to get in that proper mindset. Wren Collective, count every blessing. You've got some, don't you? Maybe you got a stash of toilet paper.
I was blind, now I'm seeing in color. I was dead, now I'm living forever. I had failed, but you were my redeemer. I've been blessed beyond all measure.
Count your blessings.
I was lost, now I'm found by the Father. I've been changed from a ruin to treasure. I've been given a hope and a future. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I am counting every blessing.
Sing it out now.
Oh, you are.
to me in the hurting. Oh, you are good to me. I'll sing it loud. Oh, you are good to me even in the dark. Oh, you are good to me.
Oh, Lord, you are good to us.
Time. Mm-hmm. Oh, you are good to me.
Ooh, yes. Why is it important to count our blessings, Dr. Angel?
Oh, first of all, we have so many blessings. And you know, that's that whole feeding and starving principle. When we feed how we're blessed, when we feed the grace of God in our life, when we feed what's going good, then it grows our faith and it helps us. We're stronger in our faith and we are not as susceptible to the fear or whatever is going on around us. Like, we feel we're on that solid rock and that security in our faith is there.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 43 now. If you're following along, we were in 44. We're going now to 43. And listen to this, Isaiah 43. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you. You know, God created you. He knows you. Fear not. He even says right before, after he says he created you, he also said he who formed you. Okay? God creates us and then he forms us. You know, he begins to work on us. So we realize there's things in our lives we need to work on. You know, he's forming us. God is forming people into faith-filled warriors for the kingdom of God, Betty. I believe this with all my heart. And you cannot be formed into a faith-filled warrior if you never have an issue that you have to work on. I've been talking about this, these three words a lot the last week. You got to have a problem. So, number two, you can find the promise that God has given you in the Word for that problem. We wouldn't go hunting problems. We wouldn't go hunting promises, Dr. Angel, if we didn't have a problem for the need for the promise, right? And the third P is provision. God has just been ministering these three words to me all week long. You got to have a problem to look for a promise. When you look for a promise, you're expecting the provision. Problem, promise, provision. Talk to us, Megan.
You know, it's just part of life. We're not in heaven yet. And so there's going to be some trials and some errors here. But, you know, when those things happen, those don't define us. The Lord defines us. And in his eyes, we are a priceless work of art. And that's sometimes hard for people to remember, you know, because we've all had our struggles, and we still do, and some of us are still dealing with things at this time. But that's where, through those times, that we need to show the Lord that we maintain our faith.
Right.
That our faith doesn't back down.
Right.
And especially now, every person in the world is now dealing with this virus that mm-hmm. is on the loose.
Right.
And this now is where the Christians that know of God's nature and know of what he does, this is now our job to come on the scene with that faith and show those non-believers what is out to save us.
Exactly.
That's one thing. That's God.
Amen.
One thing only, and that it's only going to be him.
We're going to go to Psalm 91 later, but I want to go to, you're right on, Megan, Psalm Isaiah 43, verse 1, the rest of this says, the Lord who created you, who formed you. People, you're being formed right now, okay? This experience is going to change your life. There are times in our lives where our lives are changed because of an event. My life, the lives of my youngest son, Mark, and his wife, Candy, have been drastically changed, and the rest of our family in the last few weeks by the birth of their second son, Reese. Reese John. And Reese John, I had the privilege to be with all last week, spending time with him, getting to know him. And guys, that event, that birth, has changed their lives, my life, Guys, this event we're talking about worldwide right now, just like the event worldwide when Jesus was born, will change a lot of lives. If it doesn't affect your life personally or your close family, you will hear stories of people who have been affected, and that will affect you. I will still never forget the day that John F. Kennedy was murdered. I know, Angel, you were too young to even remember that day. Megan, too. You guys were just babies back then. Or I don't know if you were even born. Were you even born? No. Okay. That makes me feel even older, Betty. They weren't even born, Betty. They weren't even born. I mean, come on.
Pastor Marcia, I was in grade school.
Okay, I was in high school, so that shows where I am with you guys.
You're a lot older than I am.
Was in English class, sophomore English class in Marion High School in Marion, Indiana. And I will never forget that day as long as I live. Just like I will never forget 9/11. Were you old enough to remember 9/11, Angel?
Oh, I was pregnant with my third child.
You were pregnant with your third child. Megan, do you remember 9/11?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yep,
go ahead.
21, 22.
All
yep,
right.
I do.
Okay. So,
ever itched in your mind.
Nobody will forget coronavirus, will they? Ever?
No,
we will remember where we were when this happened and that happened, etc. Right? Okay. In this process that we're going through right now with this worldwide pandemic, God says to us, I knew you in the womb. I created you. I formed you. We're being formed right now into more of a faith-filled believer than we were before Corona entered our vocabulary. Fear not, for I have redeemed you and ransomed you by paying a price instead of leaving you captives. Praise God, Jesus did this on the cross. I've called you by your name. You are mine, people. God knows who you are and where you are, Betty. He has not forgotten Betty Thomas in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He knows where you are. Verse 2, and then I'm going to let you talk, Betty. When you pass through the waters, not if you ever have a rough time, not if ever some circumstance affects you deeply, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned or scorched, nor will the flame kindle upon you. Verse 3 of Isaiah 43. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And, you know, that's why, because God's our God. Betty, comment on that, and then I'll get to these other two here. Go ahead.
Well, you know, one of the great things is that one of his promises is that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And
amen.
This just plays into fact also is that when we are in situations where we need additional help, he's there.
Amen.
When we walk through in the 23rd Psalm, when we
walk through the valley, yes, shadow of death,
that he is with us.
Amen.
And that because his rod and his staff, they comfort us.
Amen, they do.
And he's endless. There, he's tireless. He's never ever sleeps. He is with us. And while you wonderful ladies were talking, the Lord had laid upon my heart a domino effect. And I said, what? A domino effect is like if Megan and I are together or the four of us were together and you have a domino effect where someone is speaking faith and someone is speaking truth. Someone is giving you encouragement, the promises
right.
of Jesus Christ, the promises of his word, how infectious that is.
Mm-hmm.
And how that it's kind of like it tumbles down. That trickle down effect is faith increases faith. Faith increases faith for each of us.
Amen.
Now, if one of us was to speak panic, one of us was to speak fear, then what we have to do is to counteract that so that that domino effect with fear does not go forth, but the domino effect of faith does. So what we have to do as believers, as soldiers,
of God, the chosen ones who are not afraid. We have to speak faith. We have to speak the promises of God that He is with you. He is for you. If He is for you, who can be against you? So that is the type of where we have to have that mindset change, is that we have to talk faith.
Amen.
And we have to talk it abundantly. And we have got to keep encouraging one another through prayer, through just conversations, of not letting the fear, the worry, the doubt, because it can overcome us very quickly. Because, again, like I spoke a few minutes ago, it gives Satan a foothold. Let's do not give him a foothold.
Right.
Let's fight back with the Word of God. Let's let the power of the Holy Spirit come upon us and show the others what we're made of. Because at this point in time, we have to draw close to Him.
We do. Amen. Good.
We have to. We have no other choice. So let's give Him the glory. Let's follow Him. And let's, this time, people, let's get serious. Let's begin to pray together. You know, call each other, pray, do whatever we need to do for that encouragement. So that domino effect is faith and not fear.
Amen. Amen. Megan, you want to comment on your mama's comments?
Well, you know, she's exactly right. And fear can't cripple us, because that's just, as she said, it gives the devil another stronghold. And we can't allow that to happen. Absolutely cannot allow that to happen. We cannot bow down and not fight, because I just don't know how we can choose to give up.
Right.
Like, even looking out the window right now here in my mom's neighborhood, it looks like people are gone on vacation. It's like, you know, we're all tucked away inside, crippled at the thought of a possible viral infection. But I've been out working the last 4 days, and I was out in the thick of it the day after they actually canceled the schools up here, and the amount of panic just really tried to overwhelm me when I first stepped out. But it's like, you know what? Nope, Lord, I'm going to be the calm in this storm. I'm going to walk through with courage and peace.
Amen.
And I claimed it over myself, and it lasted it lasts me through everything.
Amen.
Not faltered. God will not let us down.
Amen. We are victorious in this situation. Angel, talk to us before we do this song.
Well, you know, and that's just it. Our victory, we have victory in Him. Are we seeking that victory in Him? We have the power. We have the ability every moment of every day. God is there 24/7, 365, when we wake up in the night and we start feeling the panic or the stress or whatever. He's there. We just have to reach out for Him.
Amen.
You know, and He will come and He will comfort us and He will bring us peace and it will strengthen us.
Woo. Yes.
We can choose fear or we can choose faith. That's our choice.
You're exactly right. Who You Say I Am, Hillsong. It's one of our favorite songs, isn't it, girls?
Yes, it is.
Listen to these words. Let them inspire you and give you faith. You're God's kid.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but He brought me in. Oh, His love for me. Oh, His love for me. Who the sun sets free, who is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, He died for me. Who the Son sets free, who is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I.
you're a child of God if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You're his kid. He loves you. He knows you. He knows everything there is to know about you, and he still loves you. Angel, that always baffles me, doesn't it, you?
It absolutely baffles me. It amazes me to know that he knows us that intimately, and yet he still calls us. He still loves us. Like, I start thinking about, I know all the bad things that go on inside of me and in my thoughts and whatever, and I'm like, and he knows it all, and he knows it, and yet he loves me.
My daughter-in-law, Candy, and I were talking about this thing about how you can love more than one child. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
And with my three, they are so very different. And my 13 grandkids are so different from each other. I mean, totally different. Some are, you know, a certain personality, another. And you just, and it's just like God with us. He created us different. I like the variety that God created, you know? I love diversity. Our ministry is about diversity. Our ministry is inclusive with so many people who maybe have felt like they are out of the loop and they are not, you know, they are not needed or wanted because perhaps the color of their skin or their sexuality or some other thing that makes them feel different. You want to address that, Angel, because you deal with a lot of this in your practice, do you not?
Sure do, you know, and God, you know, he died for all. And all are welcome in him. And, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of things going on in our country and around the world that some Christian groups may do activities or say words that make others feel like they aren't loved by God or they aren't wanted by him. And we are a ministry that has just opened our doors to
absolutely
everyone and all.
And one of the joys of my life is our newfound collaboration with Dr. McKay and Bishop McKay and their congregations. I think we'll probably be doing some Facebooking that day. Just the diversity, I love it. I love it. Growing up in Central America as a missionary's kid, I grew up with the brown people, and I love the brown people. They're a part of me. They are, just got back from Mexico a few weeks ago, and it was hard to leave. Angel, it was really hard for me to get on that plane because I want to come home to all of you and my family here and all that, but I'm drawn, I'm pulled, you know, because I love all of them so very much, and the Father loves us all the same. That's the point I'm getting to. Megan, you want to address that briefly before we get up here at the top of the hour? We're running close. Go ahead.
Well, it's just like you talking about how you can have more than one child, or
yes.
more than one grandchild,
right?
But the love is still the same.
Yes.
Even though that their personalities are very different.
Isn't that weird?
It's the same way with, it is weird. But, you know, I thought to myself, too, when I was getting ready to have number two and then had number three, it's like, no, that pull and that, and when you're not with them, that heartache that you have about missing them, it's
right.
the same.
Yeah.
And you miss different things about their character.
Right.
And can you imagine, like, that when we pull away from God,
yes.
that he has that same ache in
mm-hmm.
his heart
mm-hmm.
that he misses us,
yes.
and that he wants us to draw in and,
ooh,
and lean
good.
Into him.
Yes.
And more so right now, guys, like the times are tough and he knows it. And this is where he wants to see us and
yes.
feel us lean closer to him
amen.
During this time, because that's where our comfort is.
Yeah.
Just like a child that comes to their mom or their dad or their grandparent for comfort.
Right.
They lean in when they're scared.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's what we need to do. Don't lean away. Lean in.
Right. That's exactly. Oh, that's a powerful word.